hey guys, I'm back to tell you what we heard and to talk a little bit about music. A little bit more relaxed. I think this music is making me relaxed. That's probably good.
What are we listening to?
This is Billy Vaughn. Actually, you know, I wanted to play the different version of Going Out of My Head. Here, let's try this. This is Wes Montgomery's version. That's pretty relaxed too, isn't it? All right, let's go back and, okay, after I was bragging about what the show is all about and how I'd like to play good segues, I butchered a couple pretty badly. It happens. It happens to the worst of us. And sometimes, you know, probably doesn't happen to the best of us, and I'm not one of the best. You know, I am not a real DJ. I'm just a guy that plays a shitload of music on the radio, on the internet radio. So, all you real DJs out there, you have my respect. And, you know, and you go ahead and haul those records around and those turntables and you do your thing. But, you know, I'm kind of playing my laptop. I don't mind telling you. Okay, so anyway, what did we hear? We heard, well, first we heard Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs doing a song called Go Go Girls. And that's off the album Woolly Bully. 1965 on Island Records. You know, Sam the Sham had a bunch of hits, but Woolly Bully being the biggest of the bunch. And Little Red Riding Hood was right up there. And the one we heard, Go-Go Girls, is kind of a ripoff of Bo Diddley's Bo Diddley, which was kind of a ripoff of Willie and the Handjob by Johnny Otis. So anyway, funny how artists influence other artists. But yeah, when you hear that beat, it's Bo Diddley, basically. After that, we heard Bobby V doing The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. That was from 1962 on Liberty Records. He had a few hits. He had, you know, Run to Him and Rubber Ball, and Bobby V was kind of a teen idol type guy, I guess. After that, we heard The Reflections doing Just Like Romeo and Juliet. They were a soul band, doo-wop band out of Detroit, 1964. They were on a label called Golden World Records, Just Like Romeo and Juliet. And after that, when we heard three that I thought fit together pretty nicely, Frankie Valli doing Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. That was written by and produced by Bob Crewe. That was Frankie Valli without the Four Seasons. That was his biggest solo hit, too, until he had another one with My Eyes Adored You, which I'll have to play sometime. That one's really cheesy. You got to realize some of these pop hits can get a little cheesy. And I'm sorry if that's the case, but it is. And I play them anyhow because I like them. And I think you will like them. So after Frankie Valli, we heard the... Oh, talk about cheese. Here we go. Happenings to See You in September. That was originally done in 19... you know, by the Tempos. But that version, the mono version that I played, is from 1966 on the Climax label, featuring hand claps. Boy, Frankie Valli had hand claps, he had strings, he had everything on that one. And then after the Happenings, we heard Little Anthony and the Imperials doing Going Out of My Head. That was written and produced and gifted to Little Anthony by a guy named Teddy Randazzo. Look him up. Then we heard, was that Billy Vaughn for a second? Then we heard Wes Montgomery doing Going Out of My Head, his instrumental version. Behind me, we're hearing Winder K. Frog doing his version of Jumpin' Jack Flash. Just a little bit of that for you. A little heavy organ. Actually, not that heavy. All right, here we go, here we go. A bunch of 60s pop hits. Oh, this one, the next one was one that we danced to at bar mitzvah parties a lot. It was a slow dance. You get to hold the girl real close to you. That would be the Association doing Cherish. But after that, we have Climax doing Precious and Few. We have Chad and Jeremy doing Everyone's Gone to the Moon. That's a cover. I'll tell you about it. Cilla Black, Herb Albert singing, and then Gene and Debbie. You know, what can I say? These songs, all of them, all the ones I play on my show every week for 3 years now, they're all so great. that's the common thread that runs through this stuff is I play nothing but the best. Nothing but the best for you, nothing but the best for me. all of us get to enjoy all these songs. And it kind of sounds, at least the music, not when I'm talking, but the music sounds kind of like the radio sounded when I was a little kid in the car. Okay, so that being the case, let's keep going. Cherish is the word I use to recall all the stuff that I was thinking about and talking about just a moment ago. Here you go.
full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow.
me what I say to you. I love you only. I never knew that love could hurt me like this till you came along with your kiss. Then I fell under your spell, knowing quite well that you would only hurt me.
Gee, girl, why can't I make you see, girl, just what you mean to me, girl? Then you would know I'd never go without you.
Oh boy, I wish that I could know, boy, if what you say is so, boy, then I would never care what they may say about you.
I never knew that love could hurt me like this till you came along with your kiss. Knowing quite well that someone would tell you I would only hurt you. Hey now, doesn't matter what they say now, gonna love you anyway now. If you and I will try to
me again. I'm back like all the time, actually. Every 20 minutes I'm back to tell you what we heard, and that's what we do here on this show. I back and ass, I forward and ass, I keep repeat myself, there I go again. Anyway, what did we just hear? We heard the association doing Cherish is the word I use to remind, to recall, to remind, I forget, all the feelings in my heart, leaving you for a year behind. Anyway, that was the association. Not everything the association did was all cheesy love songs, by the way. Along Comes Mary is a killer. It's a great, great rock song, so don't give up on the association. They were at Monterey Pop, you know, they're the real deal, actually. They don't get enough credit. Okay, after speaking of not getting enough credit, the next one was Climax doing Precious and Few. Climax was Sonny Gerace. Sonny Gerace was the lead singer in The Outsiders. The Outsiders are the band that plays my theme song, Time Won't Let Me. So everything comes full circle. Funny how that is. Sonny Gerace also was the son of the family that owned Gerace's Pizza on Warrensville Heights Boulevard on the east side of Cleveland. The best pizza in all of Cleveland. So this show, this whole show goes out to Gerace's Pizza in Cleveland, Ohio. Every time I go back, I still have to go to Gerace's. They have the sausage there that's unlike anywhere else in the world. Get the sausage pepperoni mushroom combo. You can't go wrong. Okay, so there's that. I have to tell you a little bit about those records, too. Oh, the Association, by the way, was released in 1966 on Valiant Records. It was produced by Kurt Becher. He did a lot of great stuff. Oh, my God. Climax was on Polydor, and I think I told you about the pizza, and I told you about the Outsiders. Chad and Jeremy did a cover of Everyone's Gone to the Moon. That was originally done by Jonathan King. And get this, it was done 4 years before the moon landing. After that, we heard... after that, we heard Cilla Black doing Anyone Who Had a Heart. That's a Bacharach David song, originally done by Dionne Warwick. And then we heard Herb Albert singing This Guy's in Love with You. That's a Bacharach David song also. And that's Herb Albert and Jerry Moss, the A and the M in A&M Records. I think that was the beginning and end of Herb Albert's singing career. But that was a huge hit. I remember it well. The Sky's in Love with You. I always think it's the sky. Like, you know, you see the sky. The sky is in love with you. And after that, we heard a thing called Gene and Debbie doing Playboy from an album called Here and Now. A little Ventures for you. Here we go. My laptop's on autopilot. It's playing background music on its own. It doesn't even need me. It could probably do the whole show without me. Who knows? Okay, and then... a little backup music. We heard the Honeycombs doing Music Train. Honeycombs were famous for having the hit song Have I the Right, and now we're hearing the Ventures doing Pedal Pusher. Pedal Pusher was on the Walk Don't Run Volume 2 album on Liberty Records, 1964. All right, here we go again. We have about 40 minutes left. Perfect. We're right on time. I have six more ready for you. You ready? Lots of girls, you know, in the last set, and then a couple girls more in this set, you know. Last set I had Cilla Black. I like her hairstyle a lot. And then this time we have Sandy Posey and Sandy Shaw, the Sandys. Jackie DeShannon's in there, too. I know Petula Clark today, though, so... some of these lovely, lovely pop hits from the A&M radio featuring female vocals. I grabbed a few real good ones today. Okay, so here's what we're about to hear. Crispian St. Peter's doing Pied Piper. We're going to hear one by Gary West Bonds. As I mentioned, Jackie DeShannon, Facebook friend of mine. Sandy Posey, Sandy Shaw, and one by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. All right. So anyway, moving right along. As I was mentioning earlier, here's Crispian St. Peter's. This is an amazing song.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow. Yeah.
Mississippi down in New Orleans. I said, hey, 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 yeah.
Hey, 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 yeah.
I said, look out, child, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look out, child, yeah, yeah.
Well, come on, everybody, take a trip with me. Well, down the Mississippi, down to New Orleans. Well, the honey's time to blow on the honey's honey vine. Mississippi down in the bar.
I'm sorry, I must have been out. step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me.
But there were some cheesy ones in there. That happens when you're playing some of these oldies. But here's what we heard. We heard Crispy and St. Peter's doing Pied Piper. I'm the Pied Piper. That was actually written by Artie Kornfeld and Steve Duboff. Kornfeld was one of the guys that did the Woodstock Festival. He was also a big supporter of the Cow Sills, too. He's an amazing guy. That was on Imperial Records. They were an English pop. Crispin St. Peter's was an English pop singer. He also had a hit, in England at least, with a cover of Ian and Sylvia's You Were On My Mind.
Don't repeat my words, you're the truth, I say. All these things.
There we go. After that, we heard Gary U.S. Bonds doing New Orleans. Gary U.S. Bonds also sounded a little bit like a girl. Not as much as Chris Montez, but, you know, we were playing a lot of females, and I stuck Gary U.S. Bonds in there. That was on the album Quarter to Three. That was a huge hit also on LeGrand Records, and that got me in a New Orleans kind of frame of mind, which I'm about to reveal in the next set of songs. After Gary U.S. Bonds, we heard Jackie DeShannon doing Put a Little Love in Your Heart. That was on Imperial Records, co-written with her brother. And that was after she had a huge hit with What the World Needs Now. I love Jackie DeShannon. She's great. After that, we heard Sandy Posey doing I Take It Back, 1967 on the MGM label. That was produced by Chips Moman. He did a lot of Elvis Presley. You heard of him. And after Sandy Posey was Sandy Shaw doing There's Always Something There to Remind Me. That is yet another Bacharach David. Burt Bacharach, Hal David. That's the third of those that we play today. So there you go. For all you Bacharach David fans, we're doing it three times over. Okay. Then after that, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap did This Girl Is a Woman Now. Sounding a little like the Carpenters on that one. At least the music does that to me. 1969 on the Columbia label. And Gary Puckett sang a lot of songs about women. He had a song called Woman. He had a song called Lady Willpower. And this one was This Girl Is a Woman Now. So there you go. Sign of the times. Behind me is the Wailers doing Tall Cool One. They're an instrumental rock band from Tacoma, Washington. Kind of came up about the same time as the Sonics. I love them. This song was originally called Scotch on the Rocks, but they changed the name because they didn't want to influence kids to drink alcohol. Okay, so here we go with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more. I hope I can squeeze all this stuff in. Big Joe Turner, Louis Prima, Fats Domino, Ruth Brown, Laverne Baker, The Coasters, The Cadillacs. That's all coming up in the next 20-minute segment. I hope I have time to play a couple more after that, but I probably won't. So anyway, enjoy this, please.
Kick him in the eye. I'm gonna get you, sweetie pie. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Have me some fun tonight. Go way over yonder. Hide behind the big oak tree. Go way over yonder. Hide behind the big oak tree. Ain't nobody gonna play the game but you and me. Now 10, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Lordy, Miss Claudia, oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Get me some love tonight.
Here I come. Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Don't talk about my baby. She's slender, but she's sweet. Close to the bone and sweeter as the meat. Now she'd make a good thermometer if she drank a glass of wine. She's built just like a garter snake. She climbs up like a vine. My friends tell me I'm a fool to love a girl like that. Here's the reason I like them slim instead of big and fat. Cause closest to the bone, sweeter is the meat. The last slice of Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Now don't talk about my baby. She's slender, but she's sweet.
I used to drink, I used to smoke, drink, and that's the hoochie coo. I used to smoke and drink.
Thank you. feet. Don't try to hide. I may be played. Play cool, kind of sweet. I'm gonna give me heartbeat.
Hope you heard the thing I said.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Do the thing you shouldn't do.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Do the thing you shouldn't do.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Do the thing you shouldn't do.
Peek-a-boo. There's a whole lot of music I just played that I have to explain what it was. We started out with Big Joe Turner doing Hide and Seek. We ended with the Cadillacs doing Peekaboo. I don't know whether that makes sense or not, but anyway, in between, and by the way, Big Joe Turner had a long career starting in 1955 and ending in the 80s. You know, I saw him play at the Oasis in San Francisco, and he was a big man, and he brought in this custom big lounge chair that he sat low and had the mic low, and he sat in this chair and played and sang, rather. And it was special. I saw Big Joe Turner. Shush. After that, we heard Louis Prima doing Closer to the Bone, Sweeter the Meat. That's Louis Prima and Keeley Smith. That was actually written by Louis and Sam Butera. Sam Butera used to come to town a lot too. He played at the he played at Bimbo's a number of times. Incredible. How lucky I was to be in San Francisco during those days when all these great artists came through. After that was Fats Domino doing When My Dreamboat Comes to Town. Sounding a little bit like When the Saints Come Marching In. That was actually written by, you ready for this, Guy Lombardo. And that was Fats. And then Louis Prima had a hit with that one, too. So from Louis Prima to Fats Domino, sticking around New Orleans for a couple songs. Then a bunch of Atlantic Records. Ruth Brown doing Wild, Wild Young Men. Like to Have a Good Time. 1957 on Atlantic. That was